Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Sirach. We're in chapter 16 with verses 26 through 27. When at the first God created his works, and as he made them, assigned their tasks. He arranged for all time what they were to do, their domains from generation to generation. They were not to go hungry or grow weary or even cease from their tasks. Today I wrote a poem titled Times of Seasons Arranged. This is a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 stanzas total. And it depicts what God tells of us in the beginning, that he created all things to work for us from all time. In its title, Times of Seasons Arranged. I hope you enjoy it. In the realm where time was born, in the depths where galaxies adorn, resides a force divine and true, a creator whose power we misconstrue. From the beginning, God did decree to craft a world both land and sea. With tender care, he shaped each form. In his image, humanity was born. With hands that sculpted stars on high, he wove together a cosmic sky. With love, he whispered life's first breath, and filled the void with beauty till death. In his wisdom, he assigned a task, for each soul a purpose, no mask. To tend the earth, to till the soil, to spread love's light, to end turmoil. From dawn till dusk, from dusk till dawn, God's tasks for us, they carry on, never ceasing, never growing tired. In this eternal dance, our spirits are fired. For truth, the nectar that sets us free, God bestowed it upon humanity, to seek, to question, to yearn for more, to unlock the secrets of life's grand chore. But we, oh we, with eyes half blind, often wander, lost in the daily grind. We forget the purpose, the sacred flame, and let distractions dim our soul's aim. Yet God, he waits with infinite grace to guide us back in his warm embrace. He never grows weary, never grows weak. His love eternal for all who seek. So let us rise and turn our gaze to the Creator who lights our days through every trial and every strife. God's truth will guide, will shape our life. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6. Verses 17 through 20 depicts, Today, my integral look at Sirach 16, verses 26 through 27, is a one-stanza poem, five lines. It's titled, Times of Seasons Arranged. Works His created with a plan, tasks assigned by God then, times of seasons arranged as they demand. Generation to generation, hungry grow not, withstand. Humanity's tasks never cease His command. Amen. I am Tom Shukruswig. It's February 15, 2024. I'm up recording this morning with the angels at 4:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. When we close today at 6:33, in the name of Jesus, calling on Him as we often do each day, during the day, I should say, often do we call on His name. Jesus, help me. Jesus, guide me. Jesus, teach me. Jesus, love me. Amen. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. The only way to heaven is Jesus' sweet name. God bless you.